sweetest friend, this shiur should be a schus, l'nishmas Rav Asher Heber, Zichrono Livracha, who was nifter this past week from Corona, and also the Refuas, Reb Yishayel Ben Shayayaleb, should have a Refuah Shlema, B'soch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. The Gemara Maseches Yuma teaches us that your Mechal Shabbos, even L'chai Shayim, for temporary life. It says in the Mishnah, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, that if the avalanche of stones fell on somebody, Mitzuh Chayim Efakchem, if you found them alive, you remove these stones, even though it's Asur. Nevertheless, your Mechal Shabbos, in order to help somebody, even L'chai Shayim, for temporary life. The Gemara says, Mitzuh Chayim Pshita, of course, if you find them alive, your Mefakchem Chasagal, what's the Chiddush? Gemara answers, Lo Tzricha Dafi L'chai Shah, no. Need it for a case, even when he's only going to live temporarily, and so Paskins the Rambam, the second parak of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yidches. Mitzuh Chai, Alfi Shenisrosets, even though he's crushed, if you find him alive, the Yevshar Shiav, he's not going to get better. Mefak Chalav Motzin Otsa Lechayos Hashah, so you're Mefakech the Gal, and you take him out for temporary life, so Paskins the Halacha and Arachayim, Simon Shin Chavtes, Sif Tes, and even if you find him a Rutsatz, he can't live for any longer than a short period of time, you're Fakech the Gal, the Tashbits. And at Shuvin Chelek Aleph, Simon and Dalet explains that the reason you're Mechal Shabbos and Achol Mesukan, even though he's not going to live, because Gadol Hu Lufnei Hamakom Hatzelus Nefashos, God loves, it's great in front of God that you save lives, even a short saving of a life. So this echoes the words of the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, Halacha Shabbos, She'ein Mishpatei Atar Nekama Bo'olam, Alarachem Bechesed V'Shalom Be'olam. The Torah isn't revenge, vengeance. Torah is mercy, kindness and peace in the world, and therefore you save a life, even if he's not going to live very long, but your Mechal Shabbos to save a life. So writes the Bi'ur Halacha Arachayim there, that the Me'iri in Yuma says that the reason you're Mefakech Legal, even L'chayisha, is in order that the person should take those few more moments he's going to live in order to do tshuva and confess and say vidui. That's a nice reason, says the Bi'ur Halacha. But Ladina, but Halacha L'maisa, it's not totally at all in mitzvahs. We're not doche one mitzvah for a lot of mitzvahs, but rather we're doche all the mitzvahs for the life of a Jewish person, like Shmuel says, V'chai behem, V'lo she'yamus behem. You have to live by the Torah, you have to do everything to live, even in Mechal Shabbos, like the Rambam says, we quoted before, that the Torah is not the Kamabolam, it's Rachamim, Shalom, and Chesed, it's mercy, it's peace, it's kindness in the world. And so is Mukhuch, according to Shmuel, who said, L'gabitinuk mushlach brov akum, if you find a foundling, and it's mostly Gentiles in this city, even though Al-Pidin, he's going to be a goy, because they're mostly goyim, he's not going to be mekayim any mitzvahs, nevertheless, since pikuach nefesh ain olcha macha rov, we don't go after the rov, we don't say, oh, they're rov goyim, don't save him, because generally, in principle, you're not saving a goy, you're not mechal Shabbos save a goy, even though Allah l'maisa we do for various reasons, but in principle we don't. So even if it's a rov goyim, and he's never going to be mekayim a mitzvah, and it's rov goyim, you're mechal Shabbos because maybe he's a Jew, and ain olcha mikuach nefesh acha rov, we don't follow the rov, we do everything we can to save a life. And that's the Yisod HaDvarim. The Yisod HaDvarim is that we do everything we can to save a life, regardless of whether the person is going to keep mitzvahs, because life is inherently valuable. Now, that the Bi'ur Halacha says, the Dina, that it's not totally at all in whether or not the person is going to keep mitzvahs, and he brings a raya from Shmuel, is not so pashit. Because the Bi'ur Halacha himself brings in the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkat Ches, that la'halacha, if you have a tinok, shenimsa be'ir, sheruba akum, if you're mechal Shabbos or not, is really a machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Raman, Eben Ezer, Sif Dal, Sima Dal, Sif Lama Dal, the Beis Yosef holds you're not mechal. So you have a mefurshe Beis Yosef that you're not mechal Shabbos for a baby that you found in a city that's rov akum, that's mostly goyim. The Ramah says that you are Mechal Shabbos. You see that it's a Machlokas, and the more core Machlokas is rooted in an earlier Machlokas. The Rambam in the 15th parak of Hilchos Esurei Bia, Halacha Chavav, paskins that only if it's 50-50, 50% Jews, 50% Goyim, are you Mefakech the Gal B'Shabbos, are you Mechal Shabbos for this person who's under the rocks. The Magid Mishnah there brings other Mefarshim at all, like the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rashba, others will argue with this and say that Lefakech Alav is Hagal, Mefakchen Afilu Barov Akum. So even if it's mostly going, you are mefakech the gal. So this machlokas Beis Yosef Ramah is a machlokas of the earlier Rishonim as well. Ketzef Mishnah discusses this at length in the second paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Chaf, Ayin Sham. So the Maharam Sheikh wants to explain to Asa Rambam and others who hold, and the Beis Yosef, who hold that you are not Mechalel Shabbos for Chaye, you're not Mechalel Shabbos, excuse me, if you have a Tinok who is found in a city that is mostly Goyim. How does he explain this? Because the Gemara in Maseches Yoma brings a stira. First we bring the opinion of Shmuel that Ein Hochem Kuch Nefesh HaCharov, and therefore even if it's mute Jews, you're Mechalel Shabbos to save someone under the rocks, even if you don't know whether it's a Jew or a Goy. But Ein Hochem Kuch Nefesh HaCharov, and then we have another statement of Shmuel that Hochem Kuch Nefesh HaCharov, and it's Rav Goyim, you don't save. So the Gemara adjusts in Pashup Shah. The Gemara adjusts the second position of Shmuel and says, no, really he holds that Bibikoch Nefesh ain't okay, that when it comes to, if it's mostly Goyim, the child's a Goy, but Bibikoch Nefesh ain't okay, that what Shmuel really said was that Bibikoch Nefesh it's not so, and even if it's mostly Goyim, you do save the child. So the Gemara says that the two opinions of Shmuel can be reconciled that way, by saying that both are saying the same thing, and that Bipikuach Nefesh, you don't follow the Rove, and even if it's Miut Jews, you're Mechal Shabbos. But the Maharam Shik learns Pshat in the Gemara differently. The Maharam Shik learns Pshat in the Gemara, Pikuach Nefesh ain't okay. That by Pikuach Nefesh it's not so. It says that if it's mostly Goyim, what do you do? If it's mostly Goyim, the child's a Goy. And the Gemara says, "Bibikoch nefesh ain't okay." So how does he learn bibikoch nefesh ain't okay? Not that it's not so that you assume that he's a Jew and you save his life, even if it's me who chooses, but rather bibikoch nefesh ain't okay. Bibikoch nefesh, it's not so clear. It's not so absolute. Is a better word. It's not so absolute whether this child will be a Jew or a Goy. In other words, you said if it's mostly Goyim, he's a Goy, but bibikoch nefesh, it's not absolute. Really, it would depend. What does it depend on? So it depends if you're going to be able to figure out if he's a Jew. If you assess that if you remove these rocks, you're going to know whether or not he's a Jew, then you can be Mechal Shabbos, because maybe he's going to live as a Jew and do mitzvahs. But if you assess that you're not going to know whether or not he's a Jew, because let's say you want to look at his bris milah, but let's say the Goyim in town also have bris milah, then you're not going to know whether he's a Jew. And then he's going to have to live as a Goy, because Rov Goyim, he lives as a Goy. Or let's say Jews don't get circumcised in this town. Right, so then you're again not going to know whether or not he's a Jew. So if it's Rov, if it's Rov Goyim, and you're not going to figure out afterwards if he's a Jew, then you're not Mechal Shabbos. Why? Because then he's not going to end up living as a Jew. If he's going to end up living as a Jew, that's a statement of Shmuel, you are Mechal Shabbos. But if he's not going to end up living as a Jew, because even if you save his life, you're not going to know whether he's a Jew in the end, then you're not Mechal Shabbos. So you see from here, according to the way the Maharam Sheikh learns the Gemara, that you don't always save the life of a person if you're not sure if he's a Jew. If it's mostly Goyim, then if he's not going to keep mitzvahs, then what's the din? The din is you don't save his life. Because it's talui, according to the way the Maharam Sheikh learns the Gemara, and kiyum ha-mitzvahs. It's talui whether or not he's going to keep mitzvahs, not life alone. Life alone is not sufficient to allow us to be Mechal Shabbos. The life of a Jew alone is not sufficient to allow us to be Mechal Shabbos. Rather, the life of a Jew who is keeping mitzvahs is enough to allow us to be Mechal Shabbos. There has to be a kiyum ha-mitzvahs. And that would explain pshat in the Rambam. And the Mechaber and Ebn Ezer and Simadalat Siflamadalat that we mentioned, that you're not Mechal Shabbos Be'ir Sharuba Akum. Why aren't you Mechal Shabbos? Again, and it's talking about a case like the Maharam Sheikh learns, that he's not going to end up being Mekayim Mitzvahs. So that's the Machlokes, Beis Yosef Mechaber, and the Ramah, that the Mechaber holds that it's Talmid Kiyuma Mitzvahs, and the Ramah holds that it's not. So now we go back to the question of being Mechal Shabbos L'Chai Isha for someone who's not going to keep any more mitzvahs. So the Meiri held that, you know, I am Mechal Shabbos for Chai Isha the Meiri held your Machal Shabbos for Chayei Shoah, because then the child is going to, or the person, whoever it is going to do mitzvahs. The person is going to do vidui. Chal of Shabbos achas k'dei shishmor Shabbos is harbei, like Gemara says, according to one opinion, that it's talui in kiyum ha-mitzvahs. You have to be able to be mekayim mitzvahs afterwards. So whether it's vidui or other Shabbosos, the important thing is the person is mekayim mitzvahs. So now, according to this Meiri, the Bir Halacha rejected the Meiri. But now, this Meiri is reinstated. That would be the opinion of the Mechaber, and that would be the opinion of the Rambam. It's only if he's going to keep mitzvahs. And according to Pashur Pshat in the Gemara, and according to where the Rama is learning, according to the Bir Halacha, no, it's not totally in Kima mitzvahs. That you're a Mechal Shabbos, even if the person is for Chayisha, even if the person is never going to keep mitzvahs. But that's really a fundamental machlokas here. If the person is never going to keep mitzvahs again, are you Mechal Shabbos or not? But it would come out according to this, that if you have a baby, and a Jewish baby, even if you know the baby is Jewish, so you would not be Mechal Shabbos if it's only Chayisha, because he's never going to be able to keep mitzvahs. He's not old enough to keep mitzvahs, and he's going to die soon. And that's a chiddush that we never heard. That's too much, that chiddush. But that would come out according to what we're saying. It's very difficult, though. And then we would have a kash in the Maran ben Chaviv in a Sefer Tosefes Yom Kippur and Yom Pei Hei. He says that it says in the Gemara that you're Mechal Shabbos because Shish Meshabbos is Harbei. I even Lechai Shah, you're Mechal Shabbos. So it's even only temporarily, even if he's not going to make it till the next Shabbos. So he answers that Shabbos is Harbei's Labdafka, other mitzvahs. He doesn't have to make it to next Shabbos, other mitzvahs. But it would come out then that if he can't do other mitzvahs, you're not Mechal Shabbos for Chai Shah. And that's a very schwer thing to say. If you have a baby, he's not going to be Mechal Mitzvahs in the meantime, then you're not Mechal Shabbos for Chai Shah. And the Marba HaPele, it says in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Alter Rebbe, in Simen Shin Vav, Sif Chav Tes, he writes there in parentheses that the reason you're Mechal Shabbos for Ketanim is in order that he'll be Mekayim a lot of Shabbosos when he gets older, which is very schwer, because the Hatzalah of Chayisha, he's not going to be Mekayim Shabbosos when he gets older, because he's not going to get older. It's only Chayisha. And we know you are Mechal Shabbos for Chayisha. So how can he say no, because he's going to be Mekayim Shabbosos Harbe when he gets older? What do you mean he's Mekayim Shabbos Harbe when he gets older? You're Mechal Shabbos for Chayisha, for temporary life, and this child's not going to get to, not going to become a gadol. That's very schwer. Kopanim, we see a machlokas here, if you're Mechal Shabbos, even for life, even if no mitzvahs are involved, and we said that in Pashtus, if the person's going to live L'Chayisha, then if it's a katan, he's not going to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, and you're still Mechal Shabbos for him. So it must be that it's not totally in Kima Mitzvahs, just that very life of a Jew has value regardless of Kima Mitzvahs, and is enough to allow us to be Mechal Shabbos for him. So that's the our discussion, what I wanted to say this year. And Amir Tashem, Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, in the next year, B'li Neder, Hashem should give us life, and Koach, and Moach, and Simchas Chaim, and health, and the financial means, we will go further and see an incredible Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and what the Mefarshim had to say about that. Okay, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.